As I walk into the old cathedral of the Most Holy Rosary in Kolkata, the church bells start to ring. A chorus of voices rises in a hymn echoing across the space. The sounds of the traffic outside recede. It's warm, even though the walls are painted in cooling pastel shades of cream and blue and pink. Fans whir, the church is full with row after row of nuns in white saris with blue borders. Unmistakably, the sisters of Mother Teresa's missionaries of charity. I should say Saint Teresa. Last year, Kolkata's Mother Teresa was canonized as a saint. This September, she became the patron saint of Kolkata. Actually, make that co-patron saint. Kolkata apparently already has a patron saint. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The Archdiocese of Kolkata was set up in 1886. The Jesuit missionary, St. Francis Xavier, who came to India in 1542, was made its patron saint. But then along came Mother Teresa, someone with much deeper ties to Kolkata than Francis Xavier. Thus, this declaration from the pulpit.
That from now on, together with St. Francis Xavier, we will also have St. Teresa of Calcutta as co-patron of the Archdiocese of Calcutta.
The church is quick to explain St. Francis is not being diminished. Two saints mean more blessings for Kolkata.
This in no way diminishes or decreases intercession or intercessive power of St. Francis Xavier, and with Mother Teresa joining him in interceding for us, I believe that the Archdiocese will experience even more blessings.
It is not unheard of, but it is unusual, says Father Dominique Gomes. It's not often that we get to see an archdiocese get a new patron saint, even a co-saint.
It is actually exceptional. Mother Teresa, who happened to be the saint, and it not sort of substituting with the previous one, but just a co-patron.
The Vatican's ambassador to India showed up. The bishops of nearby towns were in attendance. A choir of nuns was doing their sister act, though not exactly whooping it up. In the front row are children from Mother Teresa's homes, dressed in pink, some in wheelchairs, some with cerebral palsy, a little restless, but all clapping along and saying Amen with gusto. They even put together a little musical performance of their own, beating drums and tambourines. A bronze bust of Mother Teresa stands in front, surrounded by flickering blue lights, the color of the border of her famous sari. Pink and white flowers line the stage. An altar boy swings an incense burner as the men of the church in cream and crimson robes give Kolkata its new patron saint by official decree from the Archbishop of Kolkata and the Holy See.
Now, considering it appropriate to have the additional patronage of St. Teresa of Calcutta, 1910 to 1997,
the Vatican ambassador, Reverend Giambattista Di Quattro, speaks about Mother Teresa of Calcutta, or as he says, Calcutta.
It is a special reason of joy to read and reflect on the Abbe Archdiocese on this day of celebration of Santa Teresa of Calcutta.
As the ceremony completes and the bishops approach the bronze statue of Mother Teresa, the church bells ring out their joy, incense fumes rise in front of the image. It's strange to think that a city that's largely Hindu now has not one but two Catholic saints as its patrons. Mother Teresa's life's work was with the poor and the sick and the dying. Unfortunately, it means in the eyes of the world, Kolkata is always associated with its poor and sick and dying. A Mother Teresa city. Poverty as a blessing, as the Vatican ambassador reminds us.
How can we consider poverty a blessing?
At a time when cities want shiny, happy brand ambassadors, what are we doing with the patron saint of suffering? What could Saint Teresa bring Kolkata? Faith tourism? As I walk out of the church into the night outside, busloads of nuns and children are leaving. Priests bid goodbye.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank
Some
you,
sisters bye. Are shyly asking for a selfie with the Vatican ambassador. Over the sound of traffic, I can hear the call to prayer at a nearby mosque. And I think that if the new Catholic patron saint of Kolkata can just preside over the call to Muslim prayer in a largely Hindu city, perhaps that's good enough as a blessing in these troubled times. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.